Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We talk about tax reform and grad school and the impact it has in South Dakota. That's in about 15, 20 minutes. But first, the Lakota Nation's Education Conference invites educators, parents, administrators, and friends of education to the table for a four-day conference in Rapid City. Terry Jo Gibbons has been a conference coordinator for more than 25 years. Terry Jo joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with how long this conference, if you've been here for 26 years or so, how long has the conference been going on?
The conference is in its 38th year, and Maurice Twist has been with the conference every year, every year of the 38, and he has taken this on as his contribution to education in South Dakota. And I started helping with it about 26 years ago.
And we expect Maurice to join us here in just a few moments. Terry Jo, I'm wondering how you became involved. And then let's talk about how much has changed in the past few decades, really.
Well, education is very trendy and continually changes as we go along. And it needs to. It needs to change according to what the needs are of the kids. And the needs of the kids now are much, much different than they were 26 years ago when I started. The focus back then was reading, and of course the focus is still reading and math, and that will always be the focus. But now, unfortunately, we've switched to where we have more needs for the whole child that are becoming apparent. And this year in our conference, we have focused on the whole child, trying to kind of bend our training in that direction, because we see the needs are getting to be extremely large in that area. Our students are experiencing things that they shouldn't have to experience, and they're not prepared to experience. And that is the suicide and the bullying and the shootings. I mean, right. We have shootings now that students have to try to come to grips with that. And so this year we have brought in a team from California, Idaho, and Colorado that are going to focus on trauma and PTSD and other effects that our students and adults and educators are having to face. And as well as having that team in, we also have a lot of our local experts that are going to be speaking to this issue too in a lot of different areas, because we think that right now we need to really focus on this.
Right.
The academics seem to be taken care of, or they're doing well. There's been a large drive towards that, and it's been effective, and it's working well. It's certainly not there yet, but it's close. But unless we get this situation changed with the whole child needs, then it's not going to help, because they need to have their needs addressed also.
Make a connection for those people who say, you know, education should just be about reading and writing. It should be about the basics, because you still do hear that every once in a while, not as much as you used to. But if you don't take care of the whole child and you don't deal with some of the issues of bullying or trauma, what happens to that educational piece? Make that connection for people, please.
Well, students come to school tired sometimes because they've had to deal with things at home that kept them from getting their sleep and kept them from getting their homework done and just kept them from being able to focus on what they need to focus on at school. And so if you don't take care of those problems, then they're not going to learn. Also, food. Did they have a good dinner the night before? Did they have breakfast before they came to school? Are their nutritional needs being met? That's another area that we're focusing on at the conference this year, is nutrition for students. Emotional needs, nutrition. There's a lot of areas. It's pretty broad. But, yes, I understand when people say that schools should just teach reading and math and science. I understand that, and they do, but they can't do it effectively if they're not also addressing the other needs. Unfortunately, two parents are needed in the workforce in every home nowadays, and there's a lot of single parent homes, and students aren't getting that kind of training and that kind of help at home often. And so we have to kick in. We have to help.
We're talking about the Lakota Nation's Education Conference. My guest, Harry Jo Gibbons. Maurice Twist joins us in a few moments. This is in Rapid City, December 13th through the 16th. I'm looking at the agenda online from your website. Extensive number of choices of things that people can go to and participate in. How does the conference work? How is it laid out? Do you go to everything? Do you make, you know, do you choose throughout the day?
We leave that up to the schools who send their staff. Most of them will say, go to the conference and go to whatever you feel that you need to go see. Other schools direct them to attend certain sessions, or we call them strands. We have a parent strand. In other words, all the sessions that are in a certain meeting room throughout the conference will be focused on parents, so a parent can go to that every single time if they want to and get something that's going to help them as a parent, or reading or science or classroom activities or trauma or whatever the case may be. So usually they just pick what they want to go see and what they feel is going to help them the most.
I don't know that I have ever been invited to a conference on education as a parent before. So that's fascinating to me that you would have a parent strand and have programming for parents right alongside with administrators and teachers. How long has that been part of the way this conference is made up?
Pretty much throughout the whole conference.
Yeah.
The whole 38 years. It's a real important thing to have parents understand what their students are learning at school and how to help them at home and how important it is for them to have a relationship with their child's teacher, a positive relationship, and to be visible in the schools. That's really key. A parent that pops into a school now and then, it really helps their student feel like they value that school, so the student will value that school and the education that they're receiving. So you have to bridge that gap between the school and the home and bring them together. And so what better way to do that than to put them right in the middle of an education conference with educators where they're walking around sharing stories and comments with educators.
What
that was
has,
our hope anyway.
You're right. I think that's really inspired. I don't know if you made that up or if it's happening in all sorts of places and I just haven't seen it, but I think it's a stroke of real intelligence there. And I'm wondering what the parent feedback has been. Have you heard of some of the results of those sort of meetings and, conversations between sessions, maybe?
What I've witnessed personally is that when the parents walk into a conference like this for the first time, they've got their head down and they're feeling a little out of place and they're a little shy, and they really don't want to be there, but they have to be, so they are. And then when they walk out of the session, their head is up and they're proud of who they are, and they feel almost like they're empowered to be parents now. And it's such a rewarding feeling for us as conference coordinators to see that, to see how parents blossom in this kind of an atmosphere that we wouldn't dream of doing it any other way.
Yeah. As we talk about some of the challenges that students are facing today, you mentioned suicide and bullying, reaction to shootings in the country. I'm wondering about social media, and that maybe touches all of those things. You might hear about things that are happening in the country through your social media feed. Bullying could happen online. Is that something that you break out into other sessions and talk about, or is that really now at the point where social media is part of every conversation we have about education?
And it is. It is definitely part of every conversation you have. We have the Pennington County Police Department doing a presentation on Saturday morning I'll give them a little plug here on cyber safety. And I think that's real important, and we always try to have two or three presentations that address that with students and adults. I mean, not just students, but and adults, because it's such a part of our lives now. And I know when I was a kid, we didn't have to worry about that kind of thing, but unfortunately now it's pretty predominant in our society.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about
technology. Go ahead.
Tell me more about some of the local speakers, the people that maybe come back year after year, that always have something new to say, and yet those messages are universal and sort of evergreen. They don't change, but yet they're updated.
Right. Well, we always have Robert Cook come. He talks about Teach for America, and it's a program that supplies teachers to the schools on the reservations. And those teachers often are from away from here. Sometimes they're from here. And they really are a good thing for our communities. And we have a gentleman named Ron Glodowski that comes from Milwaukee. He's been coming to our conference for years and years, and we have him every year because he always has a different topic, but it focuses pretty much on the same thing. He was a troubled child, a very troubled child that grew into a troubled man and led a pretty rough life. And then he turned that around and he wrote a book called How to Be a Successful Criminal. That's not seriously how
right,
about
right.
that, but that's the title of it. And now he's a motivational speaker helping educators understand students like he was. Mm-hmm. And we have another gentleman, Don Bartlett, that comes, and he was disfigured and had cleft palate and several issues and was bullied and treated poorly, not only at school but at home. And he talks about his experiences and how you can identify when that's happening to a child and what to do about it as an educator. We have Captain Chris Grant from, he was a detective for Rapid City. He talks about gangs and drugs, and he is an expert that we have every year, and he always has a really good message. We have so many that I could go on and on the presenters that we have back every year. And we have had people say, why do you keep getting a certain presenter? You know, you've had him forever. Well, if the room is full through their presentations every year, that means that they're getting to some educators and they're successful. When their room's empty out and we can't get people to go into their sessions, we'll quit having them then. As long as they're fulfilling a need, we'll keep having them.
You can find a complete list on their website. It's LakotaNationsConference.com. We'll put a link up on our website at listen.sdpb.org after this program. My guest right now, Terry Jo Gibbons, and we're talking about that Lakota Nations Education Conference in Rapid City, December 13th through the 16th. Terry Jo, is it there's still time to register, still time to attend, or is it filled up? How does that work?
Yes, there is. And registration can be done one of two ways. You can register online on our website, and or you can just come to the conference at this point. It starts Wednesday, and we're going to do registration throughout the conference. We'll be set up doing registration so they can register the day of the conference.
Let's just close
and
with
something
I see on the matrix here, which is an elder and youth panel discussion. Tell me a little bit about that before we let you go.
Yeah, we're excited about that. This is the first year of that. We've selected some elders and some youth, young people that are going to sit on a panel and discuss issues that are prevalent today and just see different perspectives and try to understand each other a little bit and learn from each other. I think it's really going to be enlightening for all concerned.
This must be so much work for you, but also so incredibly rewarding.
Oh, it's very rewarding. That's why we do it every year. We love it.
Terry Jo Gibbons, I'm sorry we cannot reach Maurice Twist today, but thanks to both of you for your work doing this and for being here with us, and good luck this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.